Welcome to Jean and Mike Do the New York Times Crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, August 29th, 2021. Did you do the crossword?
I certainly did.
And did you enjoy said crossword?
Well, it was a bit of a challenge.
Okay.
Mostly because the puns in the theme there were a little hard for me to grasp at times, but I finally figured them all out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good challenge for a Sunday. A little more difficult than a lot of Sunday puzzles, but I still got it done, and I was happy about it. Although it took me a lot longer than I usually.
How long?
1 hour, 30 minutes, and 50 seconds.
Whoa, that is a long time. I did it, in an hour and 12 seconds.
Wow.
I know. So you want to talk about the theme, such as it is?
Well, it was a typical Sunday theme where they have kind of obscure clues that eventually lead to a very punny answer. So, for example, 22 across beams of one's dreams, which is kind of a goofy phrase, beams of one's dreams, and it turned out to be fantasy supports, which was a little play on fantasy sports.
Right.
So anyway, that was the theme.
Such as it is, because, I mean, all the other puns, they didn't seem to be related in any significant way.
No, they were just puns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, they ended up sort of taking one syllable and elongating it. So instead of sports, it was supports.
Uh-huh.
And instead of like 33 across, visit a museum to see a Rembrandt exhibit, and there's Rembrandt again, go for Baroque instead of go for broke. So it's like they took one syllable and stretched it.
Uh-huh.
But the title was, let's see, it was called Oh. That was the title.
Uh-huh.
So I guess they're just like, well, we got a bunch of puns. We have no idea what to call it.
Well, I guess they did sort of put in a in there like ports instead of sports.
And Baroque
instead of Baroque, or instead of broke.
And Carrest instead of...
Crest.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Thoreau instead of throw. Thoreau instead of throw. Deride instead of dried. Terrain instead of train. And collapse instead of...
Yeah, I didn't understand that last one at all.
Thunder collapse. I guess thunder claps.
Oh, got it.
But it was collapse.
Okay, so there's an.
So yeah, they stuck in an or an O in each one.
Huh.
Mostly us, I guess. Collapse. Terrain, yeah. Thorough.
Well, yeah. I hate to be, you know, sort of that person in the crowd, but it's terrain, not terrain. I don't know.
Terrain, but a lot of people say it terrain.
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 Okay, I guess it's
how it sounds, it's not how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was kind of clever. But anyway, yeah, that was made it more of a challenge because they were kind of unusual puns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite clue was 92 across. TV character who said, "Time to hit the hay." Oh, I forgot. I ate it. Mr. Ed.
I knew that right away.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you know that from having seen Mr. Ed say that?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I didn't remember he said that, but I remember Mr. Ed. Mm-hmm. So that was such a goofy show.
Right. Mm-hmm. That fits in nicely with the theme of this crossword.
Yes. That's true. That's very true.
And 114 across, when we were a young singer, and the answer was Adele. I was expecting an older star for that.
Oh.
But, I mean, Adele is I presume she's still around making hits.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's see, what else was... was interesting here? Oh, 41 across, destination for oenophiles.
Mm-hmm.
So that word that we saw yesterday has returned.
Yes.
So I was glad to see that continuity there.
Yes, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. And I had trouble with 85 down for a time. Grapefruit descriptor.
Ruby red.
Ruby red.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had much of what it needed to be, I guess 90 across, something rectangular that might have more than four sides, menu.
Uh-huh.
Now that was amusing.
Yes, uh-huh.
Although it's sort of like, I'm not even sure if after I got it, I was still so fixated on the geometry of the thing.
Uh-huh.
I still didn't, it's just like, okay, it's got a back and a front.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I read it in the, at this moment, it suddenly makes sense.
Well, good. Good.
So mashed potato, 102 across, mashed potatoes on a Thanksgiving plate, gravy terrain,
uh-huh.
as opposed to gravy train.
Uh-huh.
If you had mashed potatoes on a Thanksgiving plate, would you call that a gravy train?
No.
Was that just
no? But that's what you know, you pour the gravy on your mashed potatoes.
See, I was thinking of a terrine.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted to have the gravy in the terrine as opposed to the terrain, but wasn't to be.
Nope.
let's see if there's anything. Oh, 104 down. Maker of the MDX, NSX, and TLX.
Which one?
104 down.
104 down, yeah.
And I'm like, MDX? And I was thinking, there's a, you know, Dolby makes all sorts of different things to do with sound. And I was thinking it was Dolby, but it turned out to be Acura.
Uh-huh.
So I guess those are models of,
upscale. I thought it was a car right away.
Really?
Because I remember when we were looking at cars, we kept running into cars that didn't have real names, but just had CRV or...
Right.
So, yeah, just letters. So mm-hmm. I thought, oh, that's some car manufacturer. So.
Let's see. Did you know 110 down, the decade after the aughts? The teens?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
I sort of... I figured that would have been, because it would have been between 10 and 20, 2010 and 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, I guess it doesn't have to be 2010 and 2020. It could have been 1910 and 1920.
Uh-huh.
But, and I guess that would be the teens.
Uh-huh.
So.
One rather annoying clue for me was 7 down. Build blank Buttercup, 1968, hit by the foundations. Build me up, Buttercup. And now I cannot get that song out of my head.
Really?
Why don't you build me a bird?
Oh,
baby,
thanks.
How'd you let you?
This is sort of like the... Well, I was going to make a joke about COVID-19 and earworms, but never mind. let's see. I'm trying to think of 83 across. Always a challenge for me. Bishop's headgear, mitre.
Uh-huh.
Is it M-I-T-E-R or M-I-T-R-E?
I think it's been spelled both ways, actually.
Ah, that explains mm-hmm. it.
Because
okay.
I started with R-E, but then had to change to E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and 82 down, what's blank, Doc? Bugs Bunny short. And I was just thinking, it's up. What's up, Doc?
Uh-huh.
But it's what's opera, Doc.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's cute.
Uh-huh.
So, mm-hmm. yeah. So, not at least for me, too difficult a crossword. Way easier than yesterday's.
Oh, yeah.
By an order of magnitude.
Uh-huh. One of the reasons it took me so long was I had a mistake. And,
of
course, it's always so much harder to find it on Sunday.
Yes.
And it involved a 56 across... Longtime hockey star Kovalchuk, whose name is
Ilya,
Ilya.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gotten 36 down, speaking part. I thought, oh, that's
larynx. Larynx.
But I misspelled it as NYX instead of YNX at the end.
Oh, your larynx.
Larynx.
Uh huh.
So I had Ilna. So then that meant I had for 62 across buys in on
80s, 80s.
80s, yes.
Uh-huh. It would have been A-Y-T-E-S, yes, right? Uh-huh. Which I believe, since I am an expert on words that don't exist, it's pronounced 80s.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well,
sort of like the aughts, the 80s.
So, but, you know, I just totally glossed over that because mm-hmm. I thought, oh, well, he has an unusual first name, Ilna.
So what do you do when you have a mistake?
I just keep going over and over.
No, but I mean, do you systematically go through it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because I would have, you know, when I got, if I'd been doing this, when I got the 80s, buys in, I would have been like, well, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you said you glossed over it, and I was thinking, because I just hit the tab key, and I just keep going and just...
Oh, uh-huh. Well, you know, I almost always know if it doesn't solve, I almost always know where the problem is. Because
mm-hmm.
I'll put in something, and I'll think... That doesn't really look right. Or, you know, a word will appear from the downs or the crosses, and I'm like, well, it doesn't look right, but everything else seems to fit. So I will always go back first to that place where I think, I didn't really know what that word was, but it seemed to fit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I'll sometimes just leave the square blank, because that way I can find it instant. You know, the puzzle will tell me where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I know you can switch on the app to mm-hmm. writing in pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Which they would do it so it would write it in red. You know, mm-hmm. something that really stood out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But.
One new fun fact I discovered, 74 across river, across the New York, New Jersey border was the Ramapo.
Yeah, that was weird.
I had never heard of that river.
No.
I thought the Hudson River, or, you know, there's other rivers up there in that area, but I'd never heard of Ramapo.
I think unless you are from New York or New Jersey, specifically the border area, you wouldn't really know that.
Mm-hmm.
That did seem a little obscure.
Uh-huh.
Vinyl collection was record set.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, I was thinking that wasn't going to... I was having trouble elsewhere with... Well, like 102 down, four-time Australian Open champ. I thought tennis... I saw four letters. I thought ash.
Oh.
And but I forgot about graph.
Uh huh.
And the one next to it has its highlights was recap.
Right.
And I had all sorts of other ideas, but not recap for a while. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
They had another tennis one in there too. 101 across, four times U.S. Open champ. That was Nadal.
Yeah.
101 down. Mm-hmm.
The New York Times, they like tennis, they like The Simpsons, and they like Oreos. I believe those are the three
yep.
things they really like. Uh-huh. Or perhaps that Mr. Shorts really likes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So, okay. Well, I think that's probably it for today then.
Okay.
So, thanks everyone for listening. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We always like listener mail. And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.